Newspaper headlines: Bogus A40BN black hole and Duchel takes hot seat. Date modified: 2024-10-17T05:18:45.707Z. Description: Many newspapers lead on the budget and report that Chancellor Rachel Reeves faces a backlash. Bogus £40BN black hole and Duchel takes hot seat. iPaper. Thursday's national newspaper front pages were sent out before news broke of the death of One Direction star Liam Payne in Argentina. Benefits to rise £1.50 a week, the I reports on its front page, adding that Chancellor Rachel Reeves faces a labor backlash. The paper says Reeves is under pressure to restructure the system for calculating benefits. It also features a picture of England's new manager, Thomas Tuchel, with the caption 2026 trophy success is his only goal. The Times: Reeves will raise capital gains tax on share sales, reports The Times. The paper quotes a source saying that the revenue from increasing capital gains tax would be in the low billions. A picture of Kate Moss, at the Victoria's Secret catwalk show in New York, is also leading the front with the caption winging it. Daily Express: The Daily Express leads on the budget, saying Reeves is accused over bogus £40 billion black hole. It reports that senior Tories have said that the Chancellor is inventing the shortfall to justify hammering taxpayers. Daily Mail: The Daily Mail also leads on more budget criticism with the headlines Business Fury at Reeves' Plan and Bosses Warn It Would Hit Jobs and Pay. It adds that both the Chancellor and the Prime Minister have insisted the rise would not break Labour's manifesto pledge. It also carries a Royal World exclusive that Harry and Meghan buy a seaside home in Portugal. Daily Telegraph: Reeves is poised to launch the biggest budget tax rate in history, reports the Daily Telegraph. It is also running with a report that Russia is suspected of placing an incendiary device on a plane to the UK. British counter-terrorism police are investigating after the parcel containing the device caught fire, it reports. Guardian: Russia suspected after device put on flight caused UK warehouse fire, is the splash on The Guardian. The paper says an inquiry is looking at whether spies planted the parcel to explode mid-air. A large picture of Thomas Tuchel is also on the front, with the caption Tuchel takes hot seat as England manager. Metro: Devastating. The Metro front page reads alongside a picture of a badly damaged block of flats in Newcastle. It reports a 7-year-old boy died and 6 more people were taken to hospital after a blast tore through a row of 6 properties divided into 2 flats each. The paper says a gas leak is suspected of causing the explosion. Daily Mirror: Beyond a joke is the headline on the Daily Mirror front page. It carries an allegation that a black crew member quit MRS Brown's Boys after Brendan O'Carroll made an N-word gag. Financial Times: Advent Prime's bid for Tate and Lyle, says the Financial Times. The US-based firm is preparing a takeover offer that would acquire the London-listed group, it says, with an offer expected to exceed £2.8 billion. It also reports that Donald Trump received a campaign boost as Elon Musk donated $75 million and more graduates vie for fewer jobs as AI makes it easier to apply for jobs at speed. The Sun splashes on Tuchel news, with the headline There's a trophy missing in the England cabinet. It reports that the German football manager says he wants to help the England team win more trophies and bag the 2026 World Cup. Daily Star: You are aveing a giraffe, is the headline that leads the Daily Star. The paper reports that actor Danny Dyer keeps toilet roll in his fridge to protect his delicate bottle and glass. On Thursday, the papers have plenty of predictions, reports, and speculation about the budget. The Times says the Chancellor will raise capital gains tax, but only on the sale of shares and other assets, not on second homes. It reports the current 20% paid by higher rate taxpayers is likely to rise by several percentage points, with a government source predicting the revenue it will bring in will be in the low billions. The Daily Telegraph says the bulk of the measures announced by Rachel Reeves will be tax rises, rather than spending cuts. It describes her plans as the biggest budget tax rate in history. Both papers note that the Prime Minister has faced a backlash from cabinet colleagues, including Angela Rayner, after departments were asked to draw up plans for huge cuts. The Telegraph quotes a Downing Street spokesman saying such exchanges are a standard part of the process. The Daily Express says Labour have spun a yarn about needing to raise £40 billion, and that Rachel Reeves is making political decisions about whom to reward and whom to punish. It says she's been accused of producing a bogus figure in order to justify hammering taxpayers. The Daily Mail reports that a leading business group has said hiking national insurance could be Labour's poll tax. The party has insisted that increasing employer contributions would not break a manifesto pledge, but the Institute of Directors has called the plan a bad idea, and said it would hit jobs and wages. The Guardian says counter-terrorism police are investigating whether Russian spies planted an incendiary device in a parcel which caught fire at a DHL warehouse in Birmingham in July. Nobody was hurt, and it's not clear which plane brought it to the UK. But the paper says police are examining links to a similar incident in Germany. The Telegraph says the device could have caused a plane to crash, if it had caught fire mid-air, and that Moscow is suspected of being behind it. The front page headline in the Daily Mirror says the row surrounding the BBC comedy MRS Brown's Boys is now beyond a joke. It says a black member of the crew resigned after the actor, Brendan O'Carroll, made a racial joke, but that the star escaped with a final warning. A source tells the paper the situation is messed up. The corporation says it takes the matter extremely seriously, and that Brendan O'Carroll is under no illusion about that. The papers get a second chance to comment on Thomas Tuchel, after the German was unveiled by the FA as the new manager of the England men's football team. The Sun says he is out to end 60 years of hurt for fans who long to win the World Cup. The paper describes him as ruthless, demanding, humorless, just what England need. The Mirror says that if he brings home the World Cup, he will be an English hero, adding, winning, not nationality, is how a football coach deserves to be judged. Sign up for our morning newsletter and get BBC News in your inbox, related internet Lynn.